Welcome to the official Finovate podcast with Greg Palmer. In 2007, Finovate set out to create a dynamic fintech showcase featuring live 7-minute demos. For more than a decade, our global event series has brought together tens of thousands of people from across the fintech spectrum to see cutting-edge technologies. Now you can find out what goes on behind the scenes as key influencers and innovators share the stories they don't get to tell you from stage. Here's a glimpse of what we have in store for this episode.
People in service are not necessarily empowered to allow, they want to provide amazing experiences, but it's just the people, the process are sort of disconnected in such a way that that doesn't always happen.
And now your host, Greg Palmer.
Thanks for tuning into the Finovate podcast. This is your host, Greg Palmer. We've got a good one for you today. I'm chatting with Dan McKelly of Glia, formerly SailMove, who had won Best of Show at Finovate Spring 2019. That was their sixth overall Best of Show win. Since we recorded this interview, they actually won again at Finovate Fall 2019, bringing their total up to 7th. They are second place all time in Best of Show wins at Finovate. And we're going to talk with him a little bit about how he's been able to be so successful at Finovate and how their tool empowers the customer service agents to do their best work. Let's jump into the interview. Dan, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here, Greg. Thanks for having me.
So anybody who's been to Finovate will obviously be familiar with your work with both SailMove and now Glia. You've won quite a few Best of Show awards at Finovate over the years. But for somebody who hasn't heard of you before, can you give us just a quick overview of what Glia is all about?
Sure. Glia is a digital customer service platform, right? And it effectively, what we're doing is we're taking a digital-first approach to communicating and interacting with customers as opposed to a phone-first approach. So, for example, a quick, you know, quick way to illustrate this, if you have a banking app, and today when you click in to contact somebody, a number shows up, and then when you click to dial that number, you leave the app, you leave your authentication behind, you leave the context behind, and you go into a 1940s phone call, you know, and then you're sort of one for sales, two for service, and starting all over again. We allow that interaction to take place right from within the application. So building in and layering in rich communication within the digital environments that you already have.
It really is a very smooth process. And I would encourage anybody listening to go and check out some of the videos of their previous demos, because you really do get a sense for it when you can see it unfold, just how smooth and how simple it can be. Is there a certain type or size of financial institution that really seems to be your sweet spot, who really kind of sees this demo, sees what you're all about, and really thinks, yes, we need to engage with that group?
It's an interesting question. You know, we have clients of all shapes and sizes. We have clients, you know, that are credit unions and regional banks up to some of the largest FIs in the world. And I think fundamentally, it's those organizations that want to make customer experience and engagement either through messaging, chat, co-browsing, video, or a combination of all of these a priority. So I don't think there's a particular type of organization. I think it's more of a mindset that we see that's a commonality amongst our clients.
Well, you certainly have found that right mindset quite a bit on stage at Finovate. You know, we talked about at the beginning, 6 Best of Show awards, 4 as SailMove and 2 as Glia. I think your first one was back in 2015. And I still remember the first time that we saw you up there on stage with a very polished, very well rehearsed presentation that obviously was very impactful with the audience as well. How did that first Best of Show win back in 2015 really help you along your journey and get you to where you are now?
You know, it's very kind of you to say that. I think that really the format of Finovate is tremendous because our product is as you mentioned, so seamless that you have to kind of see it to believe it. And allowing our product to shine is really what I've always loved about the Finovate format. So we've always been about showing rather than telling, and I think that we keep coming back because we believe that a lot of companies are talking about the things that they do, but we'd like to prove it. So it's been a great forum for us to do that. And it's contributed a lot to some of the most significant opportunities for partnerships and sales that we've seen. So we're very happy with our Finovate participation.
Well, that's excellent to hear. Obviously, that's what we hope happens, that you have that type of opportunity. Now, I do also have to say you are a very gifted presenter, and I use you as an example. I think I've told you this before. When we do demo coaching with our upcoming demo or companies,
I like to show them your videos as a way to say, this is a really good way to get through the product. I know you've been on stage yourself for five of those six best of show wins. And for that sixth one, it was your colleagues, Patrick and Jordan, who you sent in your stead. I know they were a little bit nervous backstage trying to follow in your footsteps. Did you do anything to prepare them? Did you give them any of your kind of tips or tricks to help them get that sixth trophy for you?
You know, we obviously prepared together, you know, so I'm my philosophy is it doesn't matter if you're presenting in front of 20 or 2,000 people. The most important thing is to feel as though you have prepared properly for the moment. And I think that that's really what I was striving to impart upon them when they went up on the stage. You know, I really value any chance that we get to showcase our solution. It's really a tremendous opportunity because, as I said, we're all about show and not tell. We want to prove it. We want to make sure that people can see the experience for themselves. So we practiced the demo a lot. We made sure to script it correctly to make sure we understood the interplay between the beats and the parts. And of course, before that, even conceptualizing it, thinking through what it is that we want to communicate, that it's unique, this time. So yeah, we worked very closely together to make sure that they were comfortable.
I have to imagine that that process could be nerve-wracking in and of itself. If you're sitting there trying to impress your boss who's done it and won it many times before, and you're saying, is this good enough yet? That has to be a tall order. You know, this actually leads to my next question, because after watching what you guys do for many years now, I just have to ask, are you pretty much impossible to satisfy from a customer service standpoint now? I mean, has this area wrecked you for any customer service platform that's not your own?
You know, I think the answer here is going to surprise you, Greg, because to be honest, like, my bar is set so low for customer experience. I find that most interactions out there leave a lot to be desired. You know, I think part of it has to do with the fact that people in service are not necessarily empowered to allow, they want to provide amazing experiences, but it's just the people, the process are sort of disconnected in such a way that doesn't always happen. So whenever I do actually have a good engagement or a good interaction with customer service, I always kind of rave about it, right? I'm always talking about it later. It sticks with me because they're so few and far between. I do try every single digital engagement solution that I ever see out there. And my bar is pretty high on the technology side. I will admit to that.
No, I have to imagine that's true. And I think I'm going to choose to believe this is kind of an optimistic way of thinking about this, that you'd rather be impressed by what you conceive of as good customer service than be sort of negatively out there, that's not good enough. And I think your point about, you know, the actual front lines of customer service, the people who are there engaging with customers, answering phones, answering chats, these are rarely the people who have the power to really decide, you know, is this going to be a good customer interaction? Of course, there are rock stars. There are individuals who can provide excellent customer service, even in what you could say an uphill environment. But I think for a lot of groups, what you said is exactly right. The actual person answering the phone doesn't really have control over that process. And I think that's something that's good to keep in mind, both as a customer, but also as somebody who's trying to create a situation where good customer service is something that you can constantly create. It's about creating that process, that back end system that enables those people on the front line to really be able to do their best work. Because I think you're right. I think most of them do want to do their best work.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the often overlooked areas of customer experience is agent experience, and facilitating the agents and empowering the agents to have the right tools and the right training and to be able to, you know, customer support and service has become really difficult in this day and age of self-serve, where a lot of the more simple inquiries are moving to a place where the customer can sort of resolve it on their own. So the customer service representatives and remote support is the complexity curve has shifted, and they have to handle a lot more difficult types of questions. So, you know, allowing them and providing them with the right support systems becomes fundamental, and that translates to a positive customer experience in turn.
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely spot on. I think there's a lot to unpack there. Ah, and there is the end of our time.
I'm familiar with that sound.
Yes, you're familiar with that. I will say a quick story. We're going to go into overtime really quickly because I have to share the story of, I think it was your second Finovate experience where you did get the bell and you came backstage and you said, I know that my demo was 7 minutes. I promise you it was 7 minutes. You were And I think you were like on your last sentence when the AV team hit you with the bell. And I just want to say that I wish every presenter brought that level of intensity to Finovate, where they said, I've practiced this 100 times. I promise you that was 6:59. So I don't believe you've ever gotten belled again though. And
I try to keep it to 6:30 now, Greg.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to chat with me here today. As I said at the beginning of the session, if you haven't already, you should absolutely go and check out SailMove's videos available at finovate.com/video. And we will see you up on stage again before too long, I am sure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg. Thanks again for having me.
A great conversation there with Dan. If you haven't seen any of their videos, I highly recommend that you take a look. As Dan mentioned, it's a tool that has to be seen to really be believed. And if you like what you're listening to, please hit like, please subscribe, and check out finovate.com for information on future events. As always, the discount code Finovate Podcast will save you 20% off any tickets to our future events. Our next stop will be Singapore next week, October 14th through the 15th. Following that, we are going to go to Dubai for Finovate Middle East. That one is November 20th and 21st. Finovate Europe is moving to Berlin on February 11th and 13th, and then we'll return to the United States for Finovate Spring 2020 on May 27th through the 29th. If you're interested in getting involved with any of our shows as a speaker, as a presenter, or as a sponsor, drop us a line at info@finovate.com. And again, all the information you need is at finovate.com. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us on the Finovate Podcast this week. Brought to you by the team behind Finovate and produced in association with Provoke Media. Make sure you tell your friends about the show, leave us a review on iTunes, SoundCloud, or wherever you listen to our show, and check out our upcoming events at finovate.com.